Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Knott. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting second. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Gene Desautels. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Milner. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Milner. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo takes first base on ball four. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Knott fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive towards the mound. Knott reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter juggles the ball. That's an error on Suter. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mac. The throw from Swift and he is safe. Mac steals second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott bunts towards the mound. Milner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Knott moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hockett. Vallo reaches second base with a double. Knott scores. Krivic moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Krivic scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly strikes out. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 1 in the game. Hockett hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair misplays the ball. That's an error on McNair. Milner moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Keltner for the out. Milner moves to third. Hockett moves to second. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive towards the mound. Milner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0 for 1 in the game. not strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 1 in the game. Mack hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 0 for 1 in the game. Desautels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to third. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Milner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to not covering. Safe. Herman Bess now pitching. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Weatherly moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner bunts towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. Weatherly moves to third. Hockett moves to second. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 2 in the game. Heath hits a pop-up towards third. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bess fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Gene Desautels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Desautels is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Desautels bunts towards the mound. Bess fields it and throws to first for the out. Boudreau moves to third. Mack moves to second. One out. Buster Mills pinch hits for Al Milner. Buster Mills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mills hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Boudreau scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Hebbing now pitching. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Swift hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Herman Bess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bess takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Desautels and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vallow hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hockett hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath is hit by the pitch. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 3 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otto Denning pinch hits for Gene Desodles. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fabian Gaffke pinch hits for Joe Hebbing. Fabian Gaffke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaffke hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Otto Denning now catching. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Swift hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Wagner now catching. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Weatherly is called out on strikes. One out. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hockett takes first base on ball 4. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hockett moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bess fields it and throws to first for the out. Hockett moves to third. Keltner moves to second. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hockett scores. Keltner scores. It's Athletics, 3, Indians, 3. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Fleming moves to second. Roger Wolf now pitching. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Ray Mack. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fleming scores. Boudreau moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.